Hey, happy day. Right edition, news and views with attitude. I got to say, though, the other night I was watching television at least 10 minutes. This woman was talking and she listed all these fun things to do. I liked it a lot. And then I realized that it was a religious channel and she was actually reading a list of sins. I'll just sharing with you, the Biden administration, they do so many things to do with what? I don't know. They're always looking for a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. Another one, or one of so many, is a tailpipe emission standard. They're doing all they can to make sure that we don't have gas cars anymore. It's craziness. But they're going to push it on us. It might work because they seem to be in charge. Other countries are doing the same. We can only hope that it doesn't. Can you see yourself going up to a farmer late at night instead of saying, I'm out of gas and I need a tank of gas, I need a tank of power? I mean, that just isn't going to happen, is it? I mean, I was recently at Avis at an airport in Los Angeles and I went to rent a car and they said, would you like an electric car? And I said, are you kidding me? I said, do you think I got an hour to sit there and, you know, plug in and all this kind of stuff? Of course not. Not only that, I'm a fossil fuel and steak guy. Leave me alone. But Biden and everyone else in power, it seems, left-wing power at least, they continue to do this proposed tailpipe emission. If they didn't like cars and they couldn't outlaw them, they would then outlaw the gas stations. And if you made gas yourself, they'd put you in jail. On and on, they do everything they can to put tax on the road to make sure but you can't ever get to a good destination. Again, there is no problem, but they have these solutions. Students in Seattle now in the public schools are told that if you're reading right, that's white supremacy. Again, don't try to go deep on that because you can't find out why anybody would say that. I mean, it's disturbing. It's also funny. It is humorous. However, they use it as a springboard, maybe in the left, and they spring to another place with more craziness. And so we do have to shut them down. We do have to address all of these crazy things. But it makes you weary, doesn't it? I mean, every day there's something new. I mean, today, if you're reading, if you write, you're a white supremacist. How do you even go deep? You can't, because it's craziness. Now, in Canada, recently the Prime Minister there announced that I'm going to put up $3 billion more money for the Ukraine and to defend themselves. Well, Canadians, you're not allowed to defend yourself with a tool of any kind, and our border is wide open, but we're going to defend their border and give them money. But in typical Trudeau fashion, built into that funding, he put this little thing about 4 million of this has to be allotted to gender inclusive demeaning for substantial futures in the Ukraine. So I'm concerned about the war, but I want to make sure that transgenders and homosexuals don't get shot at too. So we're going to do a study to make sure that on and on it goes. I mean, this guy, he's gone to hundreds of gay pride parades. I guess that job, being prime minister of a country, I guess there's not much to do. You have lots of free time and you can go to parades and do all this stuff. I mean, who the heck is he to say we're going to work with the gender issue in the Ukraine? He's also done this in India and so many other countries. I mean, mind your own bloody business and quit spending taxpayers' money. Almost 80% of a paycheck of a Canadian goes to taxes, hidden taxes. And otherwise, you buy a cup of coffee and there's a tax and there's taxes upon taxes. And he's giving money away to somebody who might be gay or some such in Ukraine. I don't think they're worried about being gay in the Ukraine right now. I think they're dodging bullets, right? Good grief. Now, the most common wordage used by politicians with regards to the drug problem are this. I firmly believe that we need to take a broader approach. We will need to work together with mental health initiatives, housing initiatives, policing, and more. At the base, blah, 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 and they go on and on, but they never, ever talk about the supply chain, right? The supply chain dummy, that's what it is. Get rid of the supply chain. Blow them up. And if there's no drugs, then people can't take drugs. Oh, but governments, you actually get drugs yourself from drug dealers, I guess, of some sort, and you give them away to people who are addicted. Makes no sense. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.